live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone with a couple of really interesting guests today. We have Mary Byrne here from the Prescott YMCA. We're going to talk about TLC. And no, that's not tender loving care, though when you look at the end result of total lifestyle change, you'll understand it really is tender loving care. Right, Mary? And then we'll also talk with Tony Miller. He's the athletic director at Bradshaw Mountain High School. So a busy show coming your way today, plus some local notes and news stories to tell you about. We just got a notice from the mayor's office. They are pleased to announce new essential air service for Prescott Municipal Airport, featuring commercial jet service for the first time in their aviation history. SkyWest Airlines, operating as United Airlines Express, has been approved by the U.S. Department of Transportation. They'll begin operations from the Prescott Airport on August 29th. Beginning on the 29th, United Express will fly 50-seat jets. These are Bombardier CRJ-200s from Prescott to LA, LAX, 6 days a week, and to Denver International Airport, 7 days a week, with one round trip each day. Now, within the United Airlines system, Prescott passengers will be able to connect with more than 650 worldwide destinations. They'll be able to use United's booking system, their own travel agent, or their favorite online booking site. Now, for most air travelers in the Quad Cities, Payson, Verde Valley, Sedona, and Flagstaff, the options have been limited. Air travel usually involved a commute to Phoenix with a minimum, of course, of about a two-hour trip each way. Cost of gas, travel time, hotel rooms, possible highway closures on 17, of course, have made the Phoenix route stressful and costly. Well, with this announcement, everything has changed. Now you can make a trip to the Prescott Airport, park for free, go for a relaxed and comfortable security and terminal experience before boarding a plane that will get you almost anywhere with one stop. And if your destination is LA or Denver, it's a nonstop. So great news coming for air travelers, too, and from Prescott. Hey, we're getting underway in just a moment. Mary Byrne is in the bullpen coming your way today on the Q&A show on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Steve Gaynor claims to be a Republican, but has a very troubling record of donating to some of the most liberal Democrats in the country, including anti-Trump Democrat Ted Lieu, who wants to impeach President Trump, and even Nancy Pelosi's top deputy. Does that sound Republican to you? As Secretary of State, I've taken on the Democrats to stop them from using the courts to change our election laws. I've kept our elections fair, honest, and most importantly, secure. I have the support of Republican leaders from all across Arizona. I'd be honored to have your vote. Paid for by Vote Reagan, Secretary of State, authorized by Michelle Reagan.
The 31st Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering rolls into Prescott August 9th, 10th, and 11th, featuring more than 40 cowboy poets, storytellers, and musicians. And get your tickets for three evening programs. Gene and Gary Prescott, Thursday, August 9th, Doris Daly, Friday, August 10th, and Kevin Davis, Saturday, August 11th. Daytime sessions on campus at Yavapai College are free, noon to 5 on Friday, and 9 to 5 on Saturday. For more information and to order your tickets to the 31st Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, go online to azcowboypoets.org.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 207. Mary Byrne from the Prescott YMCA is here. We're going to be talking about TLC. That's the Total Lifestyle Change. Before we get the details, Mary, tell us what brought you to the Prescott YMCA.
Oh, that's kind of a long story, so I'll make it
short. Oh, we got time. They pay me by the hour. Go ahead.
It all started actually basically having children because...
It's your fault!
That's right. I wanted to be an at-home mom, so mm-hmm. I worked at a gym, so at a daycare, so I could have my gym membership. I could be with my kids. Everything escalated from there, and 20 years later, I am the health and wellness director of the YMCA.
Funny how those days pile up, isn't it?
And quickly.
Boom. And you named this program Total Lifestyle Change, and that really is the key to it, isn't it?
It is the key.
How do you start? What are the baby steps to get you going into it?
Well, there's all that contemplation, pre-contemplation thing that people go through, so you really do have to start with making that commitment when you sign up, because it's mm-hmm. a whole 12-month deal. And just being prepared and knowing what you're getting yourself into and wanting to do it, wanting the results. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's an old proverb that says the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. That's your single step, right?
Yes, it is.
You know, it's funny because many, many years ago, my mother tried to get me to join Weight Watchers. So she had me accompany her to her Weight Watchers meeting. It was my first time. We stopped for lunch first. She knew what she was doing. This mm-hmm. was very cunning of her. So we stopped for lunch, and I ordered a Reuben sandwich with potato chips. So she says, by the way, you're not going to eat those potato chips, and you're going to have the Reuben without the Thousand Island. And I said, but I'm not starting the diet until next week. Mm-hmm. She goes, oh, no. If you can't start it now, you're not going to start it next week, trust mm-hmm. me. And she was right, because if you can't start it now and be ready for it, you're not going to stay with it, are you?
I agree with that. You really have to have in the right frame of mind to just make the step and go forward. And if you actually put starts and ends on it, then you're not going to be successful. And that's where the whole lifestyle comes in.
And that's why so many New Year's resolutions to lose weight don't work. Isn't it true?
Yeah, it is true.
So tell us about the weight loss program.
It is a 12-month program, and we are signing people up right now at the Y. And the first part of the program is 16 weeks where participants meet weekly. And the middle part of the program is bi-monthly attendance to meetings. And then the last part is 6 months of one meeting per month. Mm-hmm. So that part hopefully is the maintenance part. So they've made all their accomplishments up in the six for 6 months.
Now, the meeting part of it, will you be weighed at the meeting?
Yes, every meeting.
That's effective, isn't it?
Well, it's reality.
It's reality because, you know, you can probably snow a few people saying, yeah, I stayed on my diet. But if you step on the scale, you gained 3 pounds this week. Your cover is kind of blown, isn't it?
There's nothing to hide there for sure.
Indeed. So it lasts that long. What are your realistic expectations and goals of the program?
We would like to see people get more active, and the goal for that is about 150 minutes per week, and then over the first 6 months to lose 7 to 10% of their body weight.
Mm-hmm. Now, we live in an area of the country, the area of Arizona, that tends to be a little older than the rest of the country. So how do we stay physically active without ending up in the ER on the weekend? From the weekend warriors who overdo it.
Well, that's where I'll just chime in with the why. We have lots of programs for our senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We have our stretch and flex. We have Silver Sneakers classes every single day. We just have basic treadmills if you just want to walk. We've got an outdoor track for walking if it's nice. And we have a fabulous staff of trainers that can help people get where they want to go.
And with the age thing here, we have a lot of people who are on Medicare. I bet they don't even realize, a lot of them, that they can qualify for Silver Sneakers, can't they?
Yes, they can. And Silver Sneakers is a fantastic program, and you don't have to be a Silver Sneakers person through your insurance to take our Silver Sneakers classes.
And because you're in a class with other people, is there a little bit of friendly competition, peer pressure, whatever, to stay up with the group?
I don't even think competition's the word. I think it's more support.
That's a better word. That is true.
Yeah. The people that take those classes just, if somebody's a regular and they're missing once, they ask the instructor, where's Jane? It's pretty cool.
I know a lot of people who would like to start walking every day. They almost have to have somebody knock on their door and say, okay, let's go, because they won't do it by themselves. They need somebody. They need a buddy to kind of encourage them along the way, don't they?
Absolutely. That accountability to another person or to a class, so to speak, is a big help.
Has this program run in the past?
We ran it last year.
How'd it go?
And it was a fantastic success. We had, I believe, 8 or 9 participants, and everybody met their goals.
Oh, wow. That is great.
100% success.
We've had different guests on here from different walks of life talking about how difficult it may be at first, but how important it is lifelong. As you get older, you have to stay physically active and flexible. Why is that?
Yeah, you're in order to have a good quality of life as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that people have a misconception about what staying active is as we get older. It doesn't mean coming to all of our classes and getting your heart rate up to 150.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
And you're not running a marathon.
No marathons.
Yeah.
Well, that's another story. No, it's just being active, staying walking. And it's also social. You know, you want to have that piece of it as well.
And what's the cost involved for this?
If you sign up before Saturday, the 11th, it's $225. And if you sign up after the 11th, it goes up to $250.
Mm-hmm. Now, we hear all the time, we see stories in the paper about people who are injured, especially older people, who are injured in falls. Now, as you improve your balance and your core strength and your reflexes, I'm betting those falls kind of go by the wayside, don't they?
Yeah, you decrease your chances of that happening, definitely. Your core strength, when you mention that, that's the first key, I really believe. But the balance is, well, it kind of goes hand in hand, balance and core strength.
You know, if you're, say, in your 60s, can you start reversing some of the damage of previous years from, say, being sedentary?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Funny how she looked at me when she said that, isn't it? She looked right at me and said, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I've been looking at you the whole time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. That's all right. I won't take it personally.
Okay. Yes. I mean, you'll never act like you're 20 years old again.
True.
But you can definitely increase, once again, your quality of life, being able to get out more and doing more and feeling better and maybe even decrease any possible chances of disease later on down the road.
Mm-hmm. And for those who are not on Medicare or Silver Sneakers, stuff like this, I would bet a lot of people who are still working full-time, their employers may assist in a wellness program that this be a part of, right?
I don't know if employers do that or not. I would imagine that they would support their employees.
It would be in their benefit, wouldn't it?
It would be much in their benefit. If you, it decreases their chances of being out for sickness or any other reasons.
A healthier workforce is always a good thing, isn't it?
I know my boss wants me at work on time every day, so yeah. I'll be there.
So is this also open to non-YMCA members?
Yes. Yes, it is. And the really nice thing, if you are not currently a YMCA member, if you sign up for our program, you get the first 4 months of membership with signing up for the program.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been to the Prescott Y many times. Where does this program take place?
At the YMCA.
Which area?
And
is this in gymnasium? Or?
Oh, okay. So the meetings will be held in our boardroom, mm-hmm. and then your exercise can be done in the fitness center or any of our classes.
And then maybe take a little swim afterward.
Absolutely. Imagine that.
We are talking with Mary Byrne from the Prescott YMCA about total lifestyle change. More coming up with Mary in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The Corporation Commission is a mess. Lawsuits, infighting, drugs in the bathroom, FBI investigations, criminal indictments. Meet the solution. Conservative Republican Rodney Glassman. Glassman's an Eagle Scout, husband, father, a practicing attorney, has a PhD in arid land resources science, which is basically water, and he serves as a major in the U.S. Air Force JAG Corps Reserve. Glassman's a proven conservative with a comprehensive plan to restore integrity to the commission, and he has real-world experience in land and resource management. Visit RodneyGlassman.com to learn more. Folks, the Corporation Commission is broken, and 4 more years of more of the same makes no sense. It's time for a conservative change at the Corporation Commission.
I'm Rodney Glassman, and my conservative campaign is about restoring integrity and putting ratepayers first. The establishment has failed us. I ask for your vote in the Republican primary.
Paid for by Glassman for Corporation Commission.
I was there when a woman lost her best friend of 50 years to suicide.
I was there when a troubled teen decided to live and thrive.
I was there to comfort fire evacuees just before Christmas.
I'm a realtor, and I am an ACT volunteer.
I'm a student, and I'm an ACT volunteer.
I'm a retired RN, and I'm an ACT volunteer.
I was there when they told a wife her husband died in a wreck.
I was there to help a family after their home was destroyed by fire, and they didn't know where to turn.
I'm a food industry consultant, and I am an ACT volunteer.
I'm a business executive, and I am an ACT volunteer.
The Arizona Crisis Team. ACT Volunteers. Compassion during tragedy. Volunteers are needed.
Training classes begin Thursday, August 23rd in Prescott and September 6th in the Verde Valley.
For more information, visit azcrisisteam.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Hey, Tony Miller is in the house. He'll be coming on in about 12 minutes here on KQ&A. In the meantime, we have Mary Byrne from the Prescott YMCA. We've been talking about the Total Lifestyle Change Program. Mary, for those who have not been to the Prescott YMCA, tell us where it is.
750 Whipple Street, right across from the hospital, YRMC.
How convenient. You know what's funny? About a year ago, I saw there was a vacant lot at the time, a vacant lot very nearby, which is now the Maverick store. And it was going to be originally a Freddy's frozen custard stand. And I'm thinking, okay, you get the Freddy's frozen custard stand, and you can work it off the calories at the YMCA. And if you overdo it, hey, the hospital's right there. Perfect ascension of things, the way, you know, some of us weekend warriors do things. So tell me about some of the other programs going on at the Prescott YMCA.
Well, as the fitness director, I love to talk about all of our group fitness classes, and we have everything from Pound, which is a class where you use drumsticks and you just beat to the rhythm, and there's a lot of up and down, side to side, so it's kind of a core workout.
Mm-hmm.
Our Zumba classes, of course, which are really, really popular. Our pump iron classes, our yoga classes, our Pilates classes, and that list goes on and on and on. Outside of that, we have different departments. We have our aquatics, we have our dance, we have our sports, and there's something for everybody there.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the importance of maintaining range of motion, low stress exercises as you get older, such as swimming and different kinds of exercises.
The importance of range of motion. Well, I like to point out when I'm teaching a class and I have people work on their neck range of motion, because when you're driving a car and you want to turn over your shoulder to see if anybody else is coming, it makes it a lot easier than having to turn your entire body.
Mm-hmm.
So there is just a nice example. And then shoulder range of motion, what people find out, just reaching for something, they throw their shoulder out. It is really important to keep that range of motion in your shoulders and your whole body.
You know, until a few years ago, I used to pedal more than 100 miles a week. I was living in Los Angeles, pedaling everywhere. And in the last couple of years, I've gotten away from that. Well, I got on the bicycle a couple of days ago. The weather was perfect this weekend, so I went for a bike ride, and it had been a while. And all of a sudden, I couldn't turn my head the way I used to check for oncoming traffic. And that's why I'm glad you mentioned that, turning your head. Uh-oh, things are getting a little tight up there. So you've got to keep that stuff going, don't you? And besides, at this age now, I was at a vending box a few weeks ago. I was going to put a quarter in. I dropped it on the floor. I looked down the quarter on the floor. I said, at this age, you got to pay me a dollar to pick up that quarter. So, and I wonder how many other people are in that boat. Like, you know, I've got to start picking things up a little bit. Tell me the importance, by the way, once you start an exercise program, of dietary changes.
That goes hand in hand with your exercise. A lot of people will go, when you mentioned the New Year's resolutions, people join the gym and they get started on their exercise programs thinking that's the going to fix everything, but it's a whole package of things you have to maintain, and that means changing your diet as well. And you don't have to be drastic, you just have to clean it up a little bit.
And you know, the great thing about that is, I've had doctors on the air tell me this, you know, they'll have people come to them saying, well, my daughter's getting married in 6 months, I want to look nice for the wedding, so I want to lose about 30 pounds. And the doctor says, you know, if there was some magical chamber I could have you step into, press a button and make you feel the way you will feel when you lose the weight and you get back in shape, you'll never eat another slice of cheesecake. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
Because people think about how they're going to look, you know, which is fine in itself. But how much better are you going to feel? Well, do you remember a guy, now this is, I'm dating myself saying this. Do you remember the name Jack LaLanne?
Mm, oh, yeah.
Okay, I know our listeners do, because they're as old as I am. Well, anyway, Jack LaLanne did an interview with Sports Illustrated where he said, you know, it's amazing how people will spend thousands of dollars, you know, on their car or on their home, but they won't invest the money on what they live in 24/7, their body. They let that go to pot while they'll take real good care of the home and the car. He says, I'm just the opposite. I know where I'm living 24 hours a day. I'm going to take care of it. And he lived to be in his mid-90s, and he was still doing ridiculous physical things in his 80s. But then again, too, as you get older, you got to work at it, don't you?
Yeah, you have to work at it. And when you think about cars and houses and how easily those parts are replaced, it's kind of no big deal, but it's a little bit a bigger problem when you have to replace your body.
A little more expensive too, isn't it?
Or even not even possible.
Oh, so, yeah, in a lot
of
ways.
You have.
Yeah. So of the members you have at the Prescott YMCA, what are their favorite physical activities?
Of our members?
Of the members, yeah.
Oh, it depends on the member.
Mm-hmm.
We have our senior members love our Silver Sneakers classes, where our younger members love the basketball, youth basketball and sports. And then in the pool, they've got a lot of water people who just like to swim. That's one of their members here.
Sure. And one of the last times I was at the Y, I was walking past the gymnasium, and I heard these strange sounds coming from it. Tink, 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 tink. I'm going, what the heck is going on in there? That was my first exposure to pickleball. And I'm watching through the door. I'm going like, oh, my gosh, that was invented for people like me who grew up playing tennis, but just can't play it anymore because my joints won't let me. And I'm thinking, like, what a great way to ease back into a wonderful game. And you guys have pickleball, don't you?
We do have pickleball, and it's grown tremendously. I think we started with just one net and a couple of paddles, and now we fill the gym several times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of people that participate, and we have lessons, I believe, on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so much fun. So how can people learn more about the fitness programs and about the total lifestyle change at the Prescott YMCA?
They can give me a call, or they can check us out online, www.prescottymca.org.
Mm-hmm. And how can they call you? What number?
928-445-7221.
The reason I ask you that, it was a trap question, because you'd be amazed how many times my guest will go, I've never called myself. I don't know. So.
Well, don't ask me my cell phone number, because that's
See, that's right. That's where I would get you, right?
There you go.
Mary Byrne, and what is your position again at the Prescott Y?
Health and Wellness Director.
And she knows her stuff. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. It's time for local and state news with Link and Weather, and then we'll talk with Tony Miller about the upcoming season and happenings at Bradshaw Mountain High School on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162.09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Did you know that PUSD recently earned district-wide accreditation? Prescott High School has been continuously accredited for over 100 years, and now we are proud to announce that our entire district has earned this national distinction. What does district-wide accreditation mean? It means that all of our schools exceed educational and instructional practices. The visiting accreditation team observed that Prescott Schools practices a culture of high expectations for every child, every day.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
All month long, our focus is on water, and we'll dive into pool remodeling. If your pool doesn't look as inviting as it used to, we'll have some ideas on refinishing, decking, and fresh looks with Above and Beyond Pool Remodeling. From the great outdoors to repairs indoors, start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitcher's 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Eric Propane, Primavera Online School, Owls Auto Body, House Chilson, Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Phillies Tuesday at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
From the moment they're born, they're unique.
Every day, they'll discover new things that help them grow. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Now also serving at select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information and to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision, caring for eyes for over 30 years. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. New recovery and reporting resources are available for sexual assault victims.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin explains what the goal is of SeekThenSpeak.org.
To give sexual assault survivors a safe and guided path to tell their story free of judgment to those who can provide needed services and or law enforcement intervention if desired.
Devlin describes how SeekThenSpeak is operated.
To a platform known as VictimLink, which provides access to resources and can assist victims who wish to either report to law enforcement and or connect to victim advocacy services.
Victims can remain anonymous as long as they like because they are in control of the information being shared, who it is shared with, and what they want to happen with it. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University is feeling the need for speed. Embry-Riddle joined forces with Arizona State University as the Hyperloop team at a SpaceX challenge in California last month. Student teams had an objective to achieve maximum speed while developing new super-fast mass transportation technology. AZ Loop was among 19 teams selected from more than 1,000 groups around the world to submit their pod designs for consideration at the event. The team sought to build on last year's success by reevaluating their design and challenging themselves to achieve a projected speed of 200 miles per hour. Only three teams would test run their pod designs in the SpaceX mile-long vacuum tube track. According to astronautical student Kevin Gray, the team was once again selected to attend testing week, but it didn't qualify in time to be one of the teams to run the final track. The winning team, War Hyperloop from Munich, Germany, assembled a pod that reached a top speed of 290 miles per hour. All teams were provided with feedback on their pod concepts. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather, cooling temperatures, and chance precipitation in the forecast. Expect an overnight low of 65 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 93 tomorrow and a high of 87 on Thursday. 72 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 100 and a high on Thursday of 98. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hit the brakes! Don't mail your ballot. Wait and get to know your candidates running for Prescott Valley Mayor. There will be a mayoral candidate forum Tuesday, August 14th, 5:30 p.m. The event spot, Prescott Valley. Hear what your mayoral candidates, Mike Whiting and Kel Paguta, have to say about Prescott Valley. Seating begins at 5 p.m. Sponsored by Yavapai County Contractors Association, Central Arizona Partnership, and SignalsAZ.com.
You're simply the best! Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:34. School's back in session, and that means Tony Miller is here with Jessica Robertson. Tony, you brought along Jessica for the first time. Introduce her for our listeners.
Well, Jessica's our new administrative assistant in the athletics department. She's been on since July 1st. And we're totally excited to have her. She brings a great personality that the kids love. She has a student that goes to our school. So we're very excited to bring her along. And I hope she's excited to start doing some exciting things with me because we've already planned out a few different events that she's going to be going to as well.
Mm-hmm. And Jessica, tell us about your background in schools.
Well, I've worked for the district for 12 years. I've been at Bradshaw Mountain High School for five. I do have teenage children of my own, and I just love working with students of all ages.
So, Tony, you had a very, very busy, supposed off-season. We assume that teachers and administrators go to Hawaii for the summer, right? Not in your case, was it?
No, I've never been to Hawaii in my 20 years in education, so apparently I didn't get that message, but my summer was, in my mind, for somebody that loves athletics, just as enjoyable. We had a great summer as far as renovating our facilities.
Mm-hmm.
We took care of the gym. We took care of the new football field and baseball field. And then we were creative with our money where we built a new throwing facility for our track and field program, which that's just, you know, it's not something that most schools have. And mm-hmm. So we're very, very proud of our facilities and where they currently stand.
Okay, a throwing facility for track and field. Explain.
Yep. Shot put. So we built a new shot put throwing area. With the javelin, they've gone back to using the real needle tip javelin. So we can't throw that.
Well, I was just going to say, if you need a javelin catcher, I'm your guy.
Okay. Well, you know,
I take that back now.
No, you already volunteered, so it's too late now.
No, I'm not going to catch the hammer.
We have a discus area, and we have a javelin runway because we can't throw it on the new turf. It would actually pierce the new turf. We moved it to our upper sports field where we have grass, and I think it's going to be very unique for our school.
And tell us about that new turf field and how that's going to improve the games.
Well, first of all, the architects and the engineers that were behind this, the ADM group, General Acrylics, AstroTurf, they all helped me out just tremendously because it was a 10-month project, and it was complicated, but when you step out on the field now, and you're welcome to come to any Friday night game.
Sure.
But it's colorful. It is vibrant. You can feel, just when you walk on it, it feels almost kind of like a sponge where you know that it has give to it so that it's safe for the kids. And the first time that our football players came out, I actually parked our golf cart on the far side of the field, and to see the look on their faces, it made the project worth it. It really did.
Now, I know you're a baseball nut, right?
Yep.
So you're going to understand this story. You may even recall it. Remember Andre Dawson?
Oh, can't forget Andre, yeah.
When he was leaving the Montreal Expos as a free agent, he wanted to play for the Chicago Cubs mm-hmm. because back in those days, that was the only grass field in the National League, and he wanted to play at Wrigley Field. And he offered the Cubs. He said, I'm going to give you a blank contract. You put in any salary figure you want, I'll sign it. And he did.
Yep.
And he became the MVP that year. This is 87.
Correct.
Now, the reason he wanted to play there was he had bad knees. And the grass at Wrigley Field is legendary. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you know it, in 98, during the Maguire-Sosa home run race, I went to Wrigley Field for a game, and I had no idea this was going on. I got to the ballpark 2 hours early, and I found out, I saw these kids and their parents going on the field. And I said, what's going on? They said, it's Primerica Fan Clinic Day. I said, what is that? Well, you can get down on the field. Just kids? No, you can too. I set a world record racing down those ancient ramps to get down in the field, and I spent the next 45 minutes literally running from foul line to foul line. It was like running on a new mattress.
I could imagine, because when you look at the field on every game, it looks just immaculate. And I think that story is great for another reason. We're sports fans.
Yeah.
And that's a historic facility.
Mm-hmm.
But still at our heart, we can understand where my kids were when they saw that facility for the first time.
Sure.
That's exciting when you get to experience those types of things. And mm-hmm. it might be the only time that you experience those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that you may never get back down on that field.
No question.
So it's exciting for you.
Yeah.
And I hope that our kids understand that when they get to play on the new facilities this year.
Mm-hmm. Jessica, tell us some of the things you're doing on Tony's behalf this year.
Some of
your duties there?
I have to take care of all the paperwork, the clearance.
But Tony always enjoyed doing that, didn't you, Tony?
I did, but she's a lot more efficient than I am.
I'm swimming in paperwork right now.
Uh-huh.
I try to keep my office clean and organized, but it's kind of hard when every single day I have kid after kid after kid coming in and turning in a new clearance packet, which they have to have cleared so that we know that they're healthy enough to actually mm-hmm. participate and play, you know, a sport at Bradshaw Mountain High School. So that's going on. I schedule ticket takers and, you know, for all the games, referees. Well, not referees, that's through the AIA, but I have to have security, gate people, all kinds of things like that, so we keep our, you know, facility running when we do have games. Oh, there's a lot I do.
See, and this is the stuff the average casual fan has no idea guys have to do.
Behind the scenes
mm-hmm. and largely unappreciated.
Yeah.
But the games can't happen without these things,
it's
right?
It's very true. It's very true. We try to keep our campus, we want to keep it safe. We want to keep the players safe. We want to keep Bradshaw Mountain High School, you know, with a good name and reputation and stuff as mm-hmm. well.
Hey, so. Tony, any new coaching hires this year?
Yeah, we actually did have a few new hires. When it comes to boys basketball, we were very, very fortunate. Blair Hillig was already on campus. He was already a high school head coach in baseball, but just as long as being a baseball coach, he's always been a basketball coach. And we were fortunate to bring on Mr. Hillig. Coincidentally, also, we brought back our girls' golf program. And with that, our assistant boys coach stepped into that role. That's Dave Grant. He's a former police officer in Prescott Valley. He's our former SRO officer. And so Dave just switched over from being part of the boys program to the girls program. And then our last hire, we actually got from Prescott Unified School District, and that is Christina Johnson Myers. She is our new cheer coach for the school this year, and we're very excited about all three because they bring a great passion to their programs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned SRO officer. SRO stands for?
School Resource Officer.
Oh, because I'm thinking of Friday night crowds thinking standing room only.
Okay. No, School Resource Officer.
See, that's where I come from.
And he is outstanding when it comes to his engagement with the kids.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about the Granite Mountain Classic you did with baseball.
Yeah, that was a pretty special event on June 30th, which is the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Dino Irwin, who is our assistant boys baseball coach, was very good friends with one of the Granite Mountain firefighters that passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that every year we're going to host a one-day tournament where we will invite different schools up to our new facility at Bradshaw Mountain High School, and we will play a one-day tournament basically from sunup until 10 o'clock at night, and we'll play as many games as we can to honor those fallen victims.
Mm-hmm. When you're talking high school athletics, you're going to have, from time to time, you're going to have a coach or a player who has designs on a four-year college. Mm-hmm. How do you work with them in that regard?
I think there's a couple of things you do, and actually we're pretty proactive in it. First of all, we have NCAA clearinghouse workshops with our families so that those students know what the expectations are from the colleges and universities at all the different collegiate levels, because it's mm-hmm. different at every level. You know, you have to take a look at their grades. But fortunately enough, I have a lot of experience in this, and they want to see how well-rounded those student-athletes are.
Yeah.
Not just their academics and their athletic play, but are they doing community service? How are they behavior-wise in the classroom? These are individuals that are going to be representing their school and their programs at these colleges and universities, and they want to see that these student-athletes are a well-rounded student-athlete. And so we work on all of those things year-round. And Coach Mueller, our football coach, had a background in that from his collegiate days at Stanford. So he actually did the workshops this last year, and we have an individual at the collegiate level coming in this year, actually on September 10th at Glassford Middle School, to work with our families on that.
Jessica, with your role helping out Tony here as the administrative assistant, how big of a sports fan do you have to be?
Well, I watch sports with my husband, but I'm not that big of a sports fan.
Your job is more nuts and bolts and getting
everything organized.
There's a reason I ask you this, because in my hometown of St. Louis, when the baseball season started, keep in mind, in St. Louis, baseball is heaven. Okay, people live for it. And they had an interview with the new mayor, and they asked him, so who's your favorite Cardinal player? He says, I have no idea who the Cardinal players are.
Yeah.
And a reporter went, what? This is St. Louis. You don't know baseball? He says, look, I know how important the baseball team is financially to the city. I know the nuts and bolts of it, you know, why we have the ball club, the stadium, its impact on traffic, stuff like this. That's my job, to know those things. I don't know anything about the players' stats, so you're wasting your time asking me about that. But that's why I'm the mayor and not the general manager.
And I want to learn those things.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually.
Well, believe
I'll
me,
learn.
You will just by osmosis.
Yeah, I will. And I mean, I love watching sports.
Yeah. Have you ever watched the movie Friday Night Lights?
Yes, I have.
There you go. That's a good intro. Yeah.
That's a good intro. Yes, yeah. Nice one, DJ. But I will add to this. She is great at what she does. Mm-hmm. She keeps everything incredibly organized, because there's times, and she jokes with me, Tony, you're running around everywhere. I can never find you. And without her, I wouldn't be able to ensure that our kids are getting the best quality programs. She keeps the stability in the office, which is huge. Mm-hmm. And she also helps to ensure that when we do get to events and I'm having to worry about the competition going out on the field, everything else Jessica takes care of. And that makes my job a lot less stressful, and hopefully my job makes hers a lot less stressful as well.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what it's like to be out there in the stadium on a Friday night with the lights on, big football game, and you know all of these players and coaches.
It is fun. I mean, on a different level. I remember a couple of times last year when there was a big play, and players would just come running by, and even I would get slapped like the players do, because I'm right there, and it's fun. We have such a big impact. We do stuff with the military. We have special introductions. There's going to be a brand new introduction for our players this year that I hope that our fans get behind. I'll just give a little sneak peek. It'll be an introduction with AC/DC's, one of their songs.
How about
so
that?
It should be a little exciting for our fans. So when you're out there, the reason it's fun is because you see, and it's not just football, it's all the sports, the kids are getting to show off what they're great at. I don't get to step out on the field anymore. If I did, I probably would hurt myself. But it's great to see them live out those passions.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how'd your summer camps go?
Oh, they went phenomenal. Our summer camps this year, as you know, the last time I was here, I really kind of got to share the idea of what we wanted to do. And then seeing it come full circle, Jessica was a big part of that, making sure that everybody was signed up for the right camp and they knew where to go. And I think with our parents and our coaches, they realized the impact that'll have. Maybe not this year, but maybe 5 years down the road, we'll really start to see an interest in some sports that sometimes it's hard to gain interest in. Mm-hmm. And so we're very proud of where we came this summer.
Mm-hmm. Jessica, you said you have two teenagers, right, who are going to school?
Well, I have one that graduated last year.
Congratulations.
And then I have one that's a senior this year who is a varsity cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like to see, is I love going out to the field to see her cheer and to watch the boys on the field play football.
From what you gather, from what the kids tell you and what their friends tell you, how has school changed from when you were a kid going to school?
Oh, gosh, it's changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, one, well, there's more opportunity for the kids these days. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, to go to college and to get careers, you know, once they leave college. I mean, you know, I mean, when I left high school, I became a mom, got married, and, you know, that kind of thing. I think nowadays there's just so many more opportunities. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the curriculum that these students have to learn and these teachers have to teach, you know, it's such a big burden that's been put on, you know, teachers to teach the right amount of curriculum, to make sure the students learn what they need to learn so they can go out and get the college degrees and, you know, become successful, you know, people. So that's what my biggest, you know, difference that I have noticed.
Tony, you've been an educator for how long?
Almost 20 years.
How has school changed from when you went?
Whew. That's a loaded question, but it's a great one. She's right. When you're talking about the change in technology, mm-hmm. Something as simple as I remember first coming into the profession using an overhead projector. Mm-hmm. Now all of that type of information is tied to computers where you can have PowerPoints, you can have interactive boards. The use of technology really hits home with kids. They do everything on a smartphone.
Yeah.
You could teach lessons on a smartphone if you wanted to. And they're probably going to be better at it than I am because that's all they know. My 5-year-old niece, or my actually 6-year-old niece, you know, she just started school last year. They sent her home with a tablet from school. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't even know how to help her. But it also makes me realize the opportunities that they have available, like Jessica's hitting on. And it's not just college. We have JTED programs where they can learn firsthand welding and plasma cutting. Holy cow.
Is there a demand for the skilled trades in this area?
Yes.
Absolutely. Oof. Absolutely. We are in a rural area where agricultural type trades are huge, and those kids can literally leave high school and have a successful career
right there
that next year. Not even that next year, maybe a month later. Mm-hmm. So we're very lucky that we have those opportunities because I can't say that all areas, you know, around the state, around the country, do have those opportunities. Mm-hmm. But we do at Bradshaw Mountain. We do in Prescott Valley.
You know, in the technological advances, the movie director, Steven Soderbergh, had a new movie play the theaters here about 6 months ago called Unsane. Mm-hmm. He shot the whole movie on iPhones. And last night, there was a space launch, a SpaceX rocket launch from Cape Canaveral. And one of our listeners, her daughter is an ERAU grad who was involved in the design of that satellite. And the booster rocket went up into outer space, propelled the satellite toward its slot in outer space. The booster rocket came back and settled back on the pad. And I'm thinking, and this is going to be used a third time. This was the second time that booster was used. And I'm thinking, what kinds of minds come up with this stuff? And it takes great training from caring teachers.
Yes.
It takes great staff, administrators, to get all this done. And the end result is students who can do things like that. Mm-hmm. Isn't that astounding?
It's outstanding. It's something to be proud of because it's emotional. Jessica and I were at graduation last year. She had a daughter graduating. She will again this year.
Did you cry?
Yes.
Good.
A lot.
Okay.
And but that's it. She's a parent that day, and that means that we did our job.
Uh-huh.
That 100% means that we did our job.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to not get emotional at times. There are students that I saw that were leaving,
sure.
And, you know, they come over and they give you a hug. That means you made an impact. You're not going to get a hug from every single one of them. And you probably don't want that at times. But when you make an impact, they realize that they can go on and do other things because you provided opportunities. That's something I talk about a lot is how many opportunities are you giving them?
Yeah. And don't you love getting a phone call or a letter from a student years later saying what an impact you had on them?
It's actually the great, great thing you just brought up. About 3 weeks ago, I had a former student come up here from the Valley, and he is a Marine now.
Good.
And he came up and he introduced me to his wife.
Huh.
He introduced me to his 3-year-old, and he was in the very first 8th grade class I taught in 2004.
Isn't that something? Huh? Proves you did it right.
Yeah.
Jessica Robertson and Tony Miller, thanks for joining us today from Bradshaw Mountain High School. Great season coming up, and we've got some final thoughts and Thursday's guests coming up, not tomorrow's. No Q&A tomorrow because we have daytime baseball. More coming up on that in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
The people of Arizona sent a clear message. Illegal immigrants should not be allowed to vote in our elections. But Secretary of State Michelle Reagan didn't listen. Reagan caved to liberal special interests. She agreed to overturn the Arizona law that requires proof of citizenship to vote. That's right. Michelle Reagan made it easier for illegal immigrants to vote in federal elections, putting our elections at risk. The Arizona Republic called it a clear victory for progressives. It's a disgrace. Fortunately, there's a conservative choice for Secretary of State. Republican businessman Steve Gaynor. Lifetime NRA member. Pro-Trump Republican. Steve Gaynor is running for Secretary of State to protect our elections and stop illegal immigrants from voting. Strong conservative leadership. Republican Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State. Paid for by Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State, LLC. Authorized by Steve Gaynor.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We've built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, the Tuesday Night Classic tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, To Kill a Mockingbird, starring Gregory Peck. And if you go see the movie, you'll notice a minor character named Dill. He's visiting for the summer. He's a snotty little kid with glasses. Well, the Dill character was based on the author Truman Capote. Now, why is that? Well, just so happens that the author of To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee, her childhood best friend was Truman Capote. And then she returned the favor a couple years before that when she accompanied him to Kansas when he wrote In Cold Blood. And she kind of greased the skids for him between him and the deputies in the sheriff's department up around Holcomb, Kansas. So, To Kill a Mockingbird at 7 o'clock at the Harkins in PV, only $5 admission. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. Join me back here Thursday at 2 o'clock with Sue Rutherford from ACT and Lorraine Spears with Preston Spears and Lena Mae Hout for the Yavapai County 4-H FFA Expo. That is Thursday at 2 for Q&A, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.